Paragraph hey, the Ikar HaTikun Hischil Me Avraham, the main mover who started actually making noticeable change in the Pigam of Adam HaRishon was, it started from Avram Avinu, Shehischil HaHamshich Derech HaTorah Boilam, who was the one who started introducing the Torah into the world, sharing it with other people. Ki Zocho L'Ruach Nevuah Amitis, because Avram Avinu was zoche to real prophecy. Hashem spoke to him directly. Shaydeze hischil levarer hamedama, and that's what enabled him to start purifying and clarifying the medama lahamshich emuna boilam and introducing emuna into the world. Aval ikara tikun hoyabimei Moshe. However, the one who made the greatest strides in the tikun was Moshe Rabbeinu, Alidei Matan Torah, who's the one who officially brought the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Shaydei ze ikar birur ho'emuna. That's what helps the most in accomplishing this birur ho'emuna. Ve'oz tikein ho'olam b'shleimus. And when Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in bringing the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he actually completed the tikkun of the world. He completed the tikkun hamedameh. To the point where if the Jews had not messed up again with the Egel Azov, with the golden calf, and with the Meraglim, all those things, it would have been over. The tikkun would have been complete. Kamashakosov has the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani omarti Elokim atem. Hashem says, I thought you Jews were already Elokim. I thought you were already Mamish Malachim. Everything was fixed. You were way up there. You had become totally cleansed from the Eitz Hadas. Everything was back to perfect. Ukemayisham Rabbi Seinuzal al posuk chorus al haluchos. And as the Gemara says, on this posuk chorus al haluchos, inscribed, engraved on the tablets, the Gemara says, chorus mi malachamoves. That at that time when the Jews received the Luchos, they experienced chayrus, freedom. They became free from the angel of death. All the negative results that had been brought about as a result of the Eitz Hadas were finished. No more Malach HaMavis, no death, everything was rectified. However, as a result of the golden calf, the Yidden messed up the world again, big time. V'himshichu zuamas hanochosh. They reintroduced into the world that filth, that ugliness of the snake, that damage, that filth that the snake had injected into Chava, which had been terminated. All the negative effects that had been finished, wiped out at Har Sinai. Now suddenly it came back again. Shemishom shehu bilbul hamedame. That's what causes all the confusion in our medame. Shemishom kol hakfirois. That's what causes all the denial of Hashem. Shehem pigam emuna, which is the opposite of faith. Ve'oz kimat nechrav hoylam. And then Hashem almost went ahead in wiping out the whole world. Lule Moshe Bechiroi Omar Baperetz Lefonov. Were it not for Hashem's chosen servant, Moshe Rabbeinu, who stood up in front of Hashem and blocked him and negotiated with Hashem. Va'atzosoi amuka hoisa, and Moshe Rabbeinu's deep, deep solution, the solution that Moshe Rabbeinu came up to this with for this crisis was sheshiber es haluchos, that he went ahead and broke the luchos, the tablets. And Hashem congratulated him for doing it. Hashem said, Yashar Koichacha, you did the right thing. Kiro, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw Shasitrachra Mizgaber Moid, that the Sitrachra is rising up with tremendous power as a result of these sins, the Egel Azov, V'yefshel Sakin Bepamachas Bizroya, and it's impossible to solve the problem, to correct the crisis, with any one-time solution. There was nothing that Moshe Rabbeinu could do at that time that would solve the crisis totally. Rak tzrichin l'sakein me'at me'at b'chol shana. But rather, this would be a tikkun that would have to take place over a period of thousands of years. Every single year, Klal Yisrael would have to be involved in this correction. And even though, now listen to this, this is such a critical point that Rav Nosson Zal says here now. Even though a person would ask himself, hold on a second, we made a tremendous mess on Har Sinai. What's the solution? Hashem is going to keep us in this world now for thousands of years. And every year, there's a special season in the year where we're going to be involved in fixing things up. What about the fact that every year, we make the mess bigger and worse? We contribute to getting filthier and more sins. And so Rav Nosson Zal says, despite what Klal Yisrael goes through every single year, Bichlal u'bifrat, as a nation, and what each and every individual one of us goes through in a year, the mess that we make in everything. To the point where every single year we mess up a lot. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why the Golus is going on for such a long time. Because it's not terrible enough. The earliest sins, the sin of the Egel Hazov and the Eitz Hadas and all the other stuff from a couple of thousand years ago, Kiyim Hoisafnu Aleim Chadoshim. Instead of us simply only working at fixing, we end up contributing our own mess, making additional mess, additional sins besides those earlier sins. However, Afal Piken, despite that, Hashem Yisporach v'hatzadikim yigmaru es sholahem lesakin hoylam. Hashem and the tzadikim will definitely, eventually, fix up, complete the tikkun of the world. Complete fixing up everything that needs to be repaired. V'hatikun hu daikal yidei b'china shvira saluchos. And the tikkun, one of the major components of the tikkun was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, shegormu shikcha boilam, which is what caused forgetfulness in the world. That's what caused people to forget their learning. Shehu bechinas histalkus hamoichin. Forgetting is an example of a person's consciousness leaving them. It's an example of something leaving your consciousness, a piece of information, a piece of knowledge that you had in your consciousness that somehow takes a leave. Hainu shehimshich ze haderech boilam. Moshe Rabbeinu introduced this derech into the world, this path, shebechol pam maschil hatikun mechodosh, for the Jewish people to be able to start fresh, to be able to start the tikkun anew every single year. Ubechol eis sheyeze pegam vekilkul chas v'shalom, and whenever we'll make some kind of a mess, whenever we'll do some kind of a sin, a major sin, or cause major mess, yenimshach shikcho lishkoyach b'chol pam ha-shoiver, that will bring a forgetfulness into the world, which will give us the ability to forget the trauma and the terrible destruction that we caused, ulahaschil b'chol pam mechodosh, and it'll give us the ability to make a new start. Because if a person is staring at something ugly right in front of their face, usually that person will not have the motivation or the inspiration or the koya, the power that they need to make a new start. It's only based on the fact that a person forgets to a degree. That's what enables the person to start over. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichoi Soran in Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, Shehashikcha hu tikun godol bebchina zois, that forgetting is a major gift. It's a major critical component in a person's success in serving Hashem, related to what we're talking about here. Ayin Shom, look over there in Sichoi Soran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that if a person couldn't forget, then they couldn't start over. If a person wouldn't forget their learning to a degree, they couldn't start the Torah again. Ayin Shom, look over there. V'zeh b'chinas siyum ha-Torah v'ha-scholoso b'chol shona v'shona. And this is the concept whereby in Klal Yisrael, we complete the Torah every year, and then we go back to the beginning, we start over. v'hasiyum v'haschalo humei Rosh Hashanah at Simchas Torah. And the completion and the new beginning takes place specifically in this season, in this important season from Rosh Hashanah to Simchas Torah. Kios oiskim v'parshios shetzivam beisis talkusoi. That's when we're involved in reading those portions of the Torah which discuss Moshe Rabbeinu passing away, ad shemesayimim b'simchas Torah kol haTorah, to the point where on the holiday of Simchas Torah we complete, we finish the entire Torah, umaschilin mizeh, umaschilin miad, and we start immediately from the beginning, from Bereishis. Ki oz b'simchas Torah nigmar hatikun shehischil b'Rosh Hashanah, because on Simchas Torah is when we complete that tikkun that we started on Rosh Hashanah. V'ikra tikkun hu shebechol shana tzrichin l'salei kamoichin shemikvar u'lahaschil mechodosh. And the main tikkun is, the main tikkun of every year requires erasing everything that we have from before, clearing the registers completely, setting everything back to zero, and starting fresh. Kigam bechol yoim v'yoim mischatshin hamoichim. Because on one hand, each and every single day that a Jew is living in this world, they experience a hischatshus hamoichim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim rabbi munasecha. That in the morning, boiker, we are new, we're brand new, rabbi munasecha, and we increase the emuna. Meaning that when a Jew goes to sleep at night, the moyach leaves, his soul leaves him to a degree, he clears the registers and prepares himself to make a new beginning the following day. That takes place on a daily basis. Mikol shkein b'Rosh Hashanah. How much more so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, shehu tchilas Hashanah, which is not just the beginning of a new day, but it's the beginning of a new year. Shekol bakoshasenu, where our whole focus on Rosh Hashanah is Chadei Sholeinu Shana Toiva. Hashem, please give us a new good year. Chodosh, new, to be brand new. Hainu Shenizke Leshana Chadosh Shalagamri. We're begging Hashem that we should be zecha to a completely new year. Ki b'chol Shana Maschil Tikin Chodosh Lagamri. Because every single year there is a completely new tikkun that needs to be done that year, that wasn't done yet in all the thousands of years that the world is in existence. The tikkun that I have to do now in this new year has not been done yet, and it cannot and will not be done next year. It's a special tikkun that can only be achieved this year if I do it right. Because Hashem actually sends a beam of light from that special song that's going to be activated in the future. Let's sing to Hashem a new song for the wondrous miracles that Hashem does. Because Hashem actually performs new miracles every day, all the time. V'ikra ha'hischatshus nimshach me'Rosh Hashanah. However, the main renewal takes place from Rosh Hashanah. She'oz mechadesh Hashanah v'hachodesh b'yachad. Because Rosh Hashanah is the one holiday of the year that is unique in that we're introducing the new month, the month of Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and it's also the new year, beginning of the new year, 5,700 and whatever it is. V'oz nimshach bechinas hischatshus hamoichin al kol Hashanah kula. And on Rosh Hashanah is when Hashem sends the person the renewal of their brain for the entire upcoming year. Sheniske lehischadesh b'chol pam, to enable us to renew ourselves all the time. Ulahaschol kol pam yichodesh, and to make a new beginning every single day. Umashe'ovar yenim shecholov shikha, and what was in the past, what already happened, the person should forget. Kedei shelo yuchal lahapeloy says shum dover, so that nothing should be able to get the person down. In most cases, when a person's trying to be religious, and especially if a person's trying to grow in Yiddishkeit, if they remember the past, if they focus too much on the past, it's going to hold them down. It's not going to allow them to move forward. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, gam eile sisho kachna. That also you will forget. Eile refers to the sin of the golden calf. When the Jews said, Eile Elokecha Yisrael, when the Erev Rav said, these are your new Hashem. So the pasuk says, gam eile tishokachna, that a Jew needs to have the ability to forget the sins of the past. Obviously, this doesn't negate tshuva. This doesn't mean a person doesn't have to apologize and feel sincere regret, you know. But a person can't dwell on it too much. They have to be able to let go of it in order to be able to move forward. Shedosh Rabbi Senuzal al Cheto Egel. Our rabbis teach us that that pasuk gam eile tishachachnu is referring to the sin of the Egel, shekoilel kol hachatoim sheboilam, which includes in it all the sins of the entire Judaism. Because the Gemara says a person who worships idols, it's as if he violated all the mitzvahs of the entire Torah. V'zeu b'chinas ha-tikun shel shivrei haluchos. And this is the major tikkun that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished in breaking the luchos, shegormu shikha, which caused forgetfulness to be brought into the world, k'mosham Rabbi Senezal, as our rabbis teach us, because as we just learned here, forgetfulness has some major benefits to it. It's a critical piece in the process of being able to come closer to Hashem every day and being able to do a real, sincere tshuva.